Automatically, she sought to reassure him, and in the process, reassure herself as well, because Tuff's nervousness always became her own, and vice versa. Putting a hand on his neck, appreciating the contact with another living creature, she gently rubbed.
Yeah, maybe I should have asked that lady to drive us right up to the campground, huh? I hadn't figured on it being such a hike, though. His street sign should give a damn clue, right?
Tuff looked forward and perked his ears.
Squirrel?
She asked, because she could handle a critter.
Rabbit?
But no, she heard it now too. Singing. And there, up ahead, finally, the winding road opened to a clearing, with a small parking lot on the right and a wooden shed that served as a gatehouse and check-in station on the left. Right now, the shed was empty, but it had been recently painted and looked big enough to accommodate a few people. Nearest the road was a drive-through window, so visitors wouldn't have to get out to check in for their stay. Thank God they'd finally reached the campgrounds. With a duffel bag hanging from one shoulder, her packed tent slung over the other, and a suitcase in her hand, her shoulders were killing her. The soft suitcase was a roller, but not on this pitted, bumpy path. Seriously, she wished she were stronger, wished she were braver too. Sometimes she wished she were someone else entirely. As Tuff strained against the leash, he almost got away from her. Quickly readjusting her free hand, not just a few fingers, Di said,
"Quiet!"
in her low command voice, and although Tuff's furry lips rippled, he didn't make a sound. Such a smart boy. So many times over the past two grueling years, she'd given thanks that Tuff had come into her life. He was her best friend, her protector, and pretty much the only reason she ever smiled.
"We'll sort of sneak in, okay?"
A muffled "phew" was Tuff's reply. And yep, she grinned. When she got to the check-in, Daya unloaded her belongings beside it. Looking around, she took in several small cabins that appeared newly repaired. Some trees had been trimmed, RV and tent lots were mostly cleared, but overall the grounds were a work in progress. Straight ahead, not too far from the entry, a larger cabin, which by no means made it large, appeared to be the source of the singing. She heard,
"Love me, love me. Say that you love me,"
in a high falsetto, and couldn't help but laugh.
"Oh man, Tuff, do you hear that?"
Love Fool by the Cardigans. If she hadn't heard it in a bar during karaoke night, she'd have no idea. The drunken chick who'd sung it then hadn't done as good of a job as this guy. He really belted it out with gusto. Snickering, she said to Tuff,
"No time like the present,"
and led him along to the cabin, around to the side, and there, oh boy, naked, using an outside shower. Forget the warmth of the sunshine, it was freaking April in Colorado. Thank God a concrete block half wall kept her from seeing him in all his glory, but holy moly, what he showed was enough to keep her gawking. Dude had seriously hot, muscular shoulders and flat abs. Heck, she could see the tops of his hip bones, too. It was a mighty fine display, one she hadn't been prepared for. Tuff sat down, maybe mesmerized. Dia's legs were suddenly shaky enough that she wouldn't mind sitting, too. Lounge back and watch the show? Would have been nice. Unfortunately, she was a human adult, not a dog, so she had to announce herself. She tried loudly, clearing her throat, followed by a sharp,
"Ahem!"
Nothing. Face turned up, he sang out another verse while rinsing shampoo from dark brown hair a few inches too long. When was the last time she'd seen anyone built like him? All firm, ropey muscles on a tall frame? Yeah, that'd be never. Not once in her 24 years had she ever encountered any guy anywhere who looked like this one. Shameful to admit.